Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday. That's right. Friday, January the 25th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon, a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show schedule for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for today. Today, we want to talk about the difference between a solopreneur and a grouppreneur. We really want to focus on removing or getting away from the ideal that's being promoted by social media and social engineering and social engagement, where there is a covert, very covert push to replace your physical family with social media. There is an effort to replace the traditional standard brick and mortar business with social economics, social engineering, and social engagement. There must be a clear understanding of the difference between socialpreneuring and solopreneuring and community or group economics or group understanding. Is this promotion of isolationism that's at the core or the base that's designed to replace communal or communityism. And without recognizing what's being promoted by this harmonious arrangement, you will fall prey to the harmonious arrangement. And so it's not that it's bad or it's good. It's just an agenda. Now, if that is your agenda, then that's cool. Nothing wrong with it. However, again, especially if you are melanated, if you're part of the African-American community, you know that if you look at all of the leaders in the past, they all died broke. They all died alone. So it is this ability to separate or to isolate you from others that isolates or neutralizes your effectiveness or your power. And so today we want to break down the difference between branching out on your own and being a solopreneur, as I've done, and because that's where you start. But then there comes a point in time where your niche, your spirit, your product, your service, your community, or your communication should be community-minded or should be like-minded, meaning there should be a group. There should be a grouppreneur mindset. There is a certain ruling disposition, spirit, that governs the process of acquiring all wealth, all health, all wisdom, and all relationship. We call that the Ruach or the Pneuma. And that spirit is one of commonwealth. So it is this ideal of becoming a commonpreneur instead of a solopreneur or a grouppreneur or a communitypreneur, which is what I've coined a superpreneur or a feelingpreneur, the ability to connect with other peoples instead of isolating yourself from the group. And so social engineering and social engagement. Look at these two terminologies so that way we can wrap our brain around today's discussion. Because when we talk about social engagement, it's really interesting how a lot of people now, when something negative happens in their personal life, they go to a social platform. Let me say that again. It's really interesting. If you really look at it, how a lot of people have a personal issue, but they look to solve it on a social platform. You say that one more time, because I really don't know if you understand what's going on. There is a personal or a solo issue, but it is being solved on a social or global platform. So the word solopreneur, it means something, or it means someone who is being a solo or an individual or a personal business. It's your own. It's a sole proprietorship. Now, again, nothing wrong with it, but let's understand the economics. Let's understand the spirituality behind it, because you should outgrow it. The object of the game is not to get on first base. The object of the game is to not only get on first base, but to go to second base, to go to third base, and actually come across home plate where the umpire declares you safe or saved. And this inability to understand the game of life. Life is a game, and we're caught up in it, and you're caught up in this game. Donald Trump is playing a game, and everybody's emotional about the game. It's just one game. It's like, how come people don't get all angry and upset about sports when they lose a game? Now, the stakes become higher, obviously. Let's say the Super Bowl or this past game that happened on Sunday where the fans of the New Orleans Saints felt like that they were robbed because of a blown call that allowed the Los Angeles Rams to go to the Super Bowl. Notice how emotional people got because of the stakes that was on the line for that game. But at the end of the day, it's still a game. No matter how emotional one becomes, we have to stay focused on understanding that life is a game. Life is a game that your spirit plays to learn. Your job is to not over or under, as we talked about in the previous show, which I highly recommend. If you haven't listened to, again, the show that we did, breaking down and helping you to understand how to reprogram the brain for success using design, not emotion. So the purpose of the game is to get you to use your emotion to override your purpose. So you should be purpose-minded. Everybody on this call, you're on this call today because we have a like mind. We're like-minded. So I created the Eagles Club way back in the day, and I said it was a group of intellectually inclined friends seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness. That was the mission statement. It was a group of intellectually inclined family and friends seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness. So it was that premise. That was the intent. And so moving forward, the intent was a group. So it's based upon I was a grouppreneur at the base. I never started a solopreneur endeavor. Even though I used the solopreneur platform, I had a grouppreneur intention. You should do the same thing. You should create a community of like-minded friends and family seeking the deeper. That's didactic. It should be didacticilas. It should be a claronomics, and it should be a claronization. Those are two terms that I've coined, claronomics and claronization. Claronomics is the economy. Claronization is the organization. And again, it's about organizations, not orgasms. Not that one is better than the other. It's not an either or. It's the understanding of the value of both. It's understanding how to become a feelingpreneur, how to connect with people's feelings, and how to become a superpreneur using your sexuality, using your sensuality, your senses, using your spirituality. That allows you to become superiority or to establish superiority. You mean the vision of the eagle with the disposition of the lion. That, my brothers and sisters, is group economics. That's the ability to establish a brotherhood or a sisterhood. That's the ability to understand the difference between social economics and group economics. It's the ability to understand that a person who sets up and runs their own business on their own, totally independent, you work hard to establish your own business. You spend a lot of time working alone. You spend a lot of hours thinking alone. Everything that you do is alone. You are a one-man or a one-woman operation. So being a solopreneur is off the hizzle, full shizzle. However, if you get sick, if something happens to you, your business is only as good as you are. So a solopreneur is where you start, but that's first base. Again, the object of the game is not to just get on the team or get on first base. There is a bigger agenda. The object of the game is to engage others in a like spirit, people who are like spirit, which is the same thing as people who are saying people who are like-minded, which is the same thing as saying people who are niche-minded. So there should be three things that you should have as you develop and move forward. Number one, you should be spirit-minded. Number two, you should not be like-minded. Number three, you should be niche-minded. Let's break these three down, these three things down to allow you to move from being a solopreneur. Now, remember, that's where you start. Many of us, we haven't even engaged in any solopreneurship yet. We still haven't broke down, and we still don't understand social engagement. Now, what do we mean by social engagement? Well, social engagement is the ability or the degree that you participate in some type of a social environment. Now, there's a lot of people that are anti-social. Now, I'm not saying that you got to be, you know, a politician or that you got to love everybody and like everybody that you see, but you need to understand social analytics and social management and social engagement and social customer service. If you don't, then you won't be able to develop a social community. It's just an inability to understand the dynamics of the social environment that we live in that requires your social engagement in order for you to build your brand, in order for you to establish your niche, your product, your service, your information, in order for you to become niche-minded, in order for you to become like-minded, in order for you to become spirit-minded. And so you should be able to connect with people with your spirit, with your soul, and with your body. So there should be some light. There should be some what is called vibrational matching or frequency matching. And what's happening is, and it's really interesting because when people are different frequencies, they can't connect. They don't. They may not know specifically why they can't connect, but there isn't no connection. And you can sense it and you can feel it. And then people, especially within relationships, people try to force a connection when there isn't one. Because you can't fake chemistry. It is there or it ain't. And it is this inability to have this frequency resonance that's missing. And so when we talk about these frequency, you know, resonance, what actually happens? Well, doing frequency resonance, there is what they call a capacitor and a inductor. So that is this capacitative and this inductive. It's almost like frequency sexuality. It is a connection that is equal, and there is no resistance. So frequency resonance is the ability for there to be some compatibility between two different frequencies. That means that they're on the same frequency. They're on the same page, if you will. They're on the same resonance. So frequency resonance, or this frequency matching, is the base, if you will, or the bottom line of over and understand that everything vibrates in this universe. And in this universe, it is this duration or this time of what they call cycling. There is, again, in physics, there is this ability to understand that when we're talking about an occurrence, that it simply means that it is a repeating event that happens in a specific time. Let me say it again. It is a repeated event that happens in a specific time. That's all frequency is. And it's your repeated event, let's say thought, and somebody else's repeated event, that connects you to. So, and three, and four. So the more people that thinks about, you know, pepperoni pizza, and everybody that's a part of this group that's focused on pepperoni pizza, think about pepperoni pizza three times a day. That frequent thought of pepperoni pizza three times a day allows you to build what is called a neural net. And that neurological net allows you to connect vibrationally or neurologically. And that connection, my brother, that connection, my sister, that is number one. That's the spirit-minded. So in order for you to go past social engineering, social engagement, in order to get past being a solopreneur and get past being what they call an isolationalist, which is not something that most people set out to do, but by the nature of being a sole proprietor, just by the nature in general, you automatically end up being an isolationist. You end up just being by yourself. So there has to be an intention. There has to be an exerted effort, effort being thought, effort being ergon. There has to be a thought. Without that thought, without that effort, without that energy, without you putting some effort into actually thinking that you want to connect with people of like minds around a spiritual choice, without that conscious effort, it's not going to happen. What's extremely important, brothers and sisters, is that, you know, when you really make that assertive effort, and that's the key word, and the way that you assert that effort is by conscious thought. Because most people go through their entire life and they are unconscious that they're not conscious. So how do you know what you don't know? You don't. So in order to know what you don't know, you must make an assertive effort. That means you must say, if there's anything that I don't know, Father, bring it into my remembrance. I want to know. And then you simply make yourself aware of what you are unaware. And it's this awareness that you are unaware that makes you aware. That's how you get out of being a socialpreneur and become a grouppreneur and start to build your own community. Because everybody that's aware of the same thing that you are aware vibrationally and energetically is going to be drawn to you. Y'all going to bump into each other, you know, at Papa John's Pizza as you all order pepperoni pizza, because that's the group you're in. You are going to group. Now, they have analytics and computer algorithms that do this for you. But we're not talking about the technical side of it today. Today, we're talking about the spiritual aspects of connection. How do you spiritually bond? How do you spiritually connect with people all over the planet, all over the globe, regardless of their location? This ability to connect globally so that you become a globalpreneur. You go from being a solopreneur to a grouppreneur, and you stop practicing isolationalist, and you're not doing it on purpose, remember, because you started off, we all do, as a sole, as an entrepreneur or a sole proprietor. We were born alone, and we're going to die alone. So we come into this world, but the goal is to grow. It's not to stay the same. You don't want to die the same way you was born. You should grow mentally and spiritually. You should establish a sisterhood. You should establish a brotherhood. That should be a group of people that have a group of related thoughts. Do you have right now, do you know a group of people that have related thoughts? So it is this group of related thought. Bam, that's the key. It's extremely important because everybody have now. There's a lot of people have related effort. That's like emotions that come and go, but that group of related thought that is vibrationally based upon that design. So I have a thought. My thought establishes a frequency. That frequency is frequently repeated. So the number of occurrences of this repeated thought produces event recall in a certain period of time. Let me say that again. I'm talking about establishing a neurological network, a ruling disposition, a spirit that overrides the existing spirit of poverty, the existing spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. So I'm establishing a new neurological network, and I'm doing it on purpose. I'm doing it with conscious effort. I want to override the unconscious mem. I am seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness. Remember, that's the mission statement 20 years ago that I wrote for the Eagles Club. A group of related people or a group of people seeking the deeper, the didactic aspects of life and godliness. That's what I wanted. Even though I was an individual, I had a group intent. Let me say it again. Even though I was an individual, I had group intentions. Let me say that one more time. Even though I started alone, my intention was never stay alone. That is why I'm not alone. That is why I have a group. How to create a group. See, many people start alone and they intend unconsciously to stay alone. They don't say it with their mouth, but they imply it with their actions and their thought. Solopreneurs are solopreneurs usually by default. Usually they don't think outside of the box of I-ism. They don't think we-ism, they think I-ism. They don't think communal. They don't think communalism. They think isolationism. They think a solopreneur. Everybody starts off at that. But we live in a world now where you need social engagement and social engineering. And you need to use spiritual by doing this the way that Christ did. By taking a group of related thought and everybody else that have that same thought establishes a what they call time of cycle or cycling, meaning I always think about my case, I'm a six. It's always about compassion. So I'm always thinking about, hey, what can I do for somebody else that I would like or that I would want somebody to do for me? There's always a sympathetic or empathetic motivation at the base of the activities that I engage in because that's the way I'm designed. So I don't try to have a, you know, intellectual base because I'm not a seven. I don't try to have a peaceful base because I'm not a two. I don't even try to have a creative base. Even though I do a lot of creative stuff, why do I create? I create because I'm compassionately or empathetically or sympathetically moved. I'm moved by empathy. It's natural. It's not forced. It's not learned. It's not for a dollar. My compassion, I don't show compassion to get paid. I get paid because I have compassion. I have compassion because it was given to me by my father. I did not create it. I did not go to Harvard, Yale, or Brown, or no other school to learn the art of compassion. Innate. That, brothers and sisters, is the frequency that must be maintained in the brain. That is what is called claironization. That is organizing, that is creating an organization around kleros, the household management of the soul, which is endued with the spirit that contains the design. My spirit took possession over my soul. Now it is manifesting itself through my body in the form of empathy and sympathy. Your spirit, that's your life path number. Now, your spirit was given to you by your father. Now, remember, number one of the three things that's required to establish a brotherhood or a sisterhood, a community, to build an organization that's based upon frequency, that's based upon ergon and not effort. Because if you have to build it with energy and bulldog tenacity, you're going to get tired. And right now I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, at a conference. And I drove 12 hours nonstop. Recently, I drove 30 hours pretty much nonstop. I think we stopped in Moab, Utah, and, well, yeah, we did stop. But, again, what's the point? When I got there, kept it rolling. When I'm here, after I finish this show, hey, I'm going out to conferences, network with some, you know, spiritual leaders, you know, listen to some speakers and also speak. What's the point? The point is it's innate. It's vibrational. It doesn't require effort. It doesn't require those superhuman feat of strength. I don't have to overcome anything. I don't have to do any research. I don't have to go and buy any books. I don't have to go to, this is a natural extension of the soul. Emphasis on the word natural. It is a natural extension of my soul. So social engineering is not what I'm engaging in. I'm engaging in spiritual engineering. So social engineering refers to your degree of participation, you know, in society. I like society. I understand social involvement. I understand social participation. I understand I want to participate in you know, community and this, that, and other. But I'm not in the physical community of Jackson, Mississippi, which is the city that I'm in today. Or when I go back to San Antonio, Texas, and then from there I'm going to Dallas, Texas, and then from Dallas, Texas, I'm going somewhere else. But in each one of these cities, I'm not connecting with the community leaders of those cities. I'm connecting with the vibrational. I'm connecting with the spiritual, like-minded people in those cities because they're drawn to me, and I'm drawn to them because we share the same spirit. The spirit is a group of related thought. So all sixes are naturally drawn together. All leaders are ones drawn together. All twos are peacemakers drawn together. All threes are creators drawn together. All fours are builders, workers drawn together. All fives are adventurers, change makers. They're drawn together. All six are sympathy and empathy. They're drawn together. All sevens are intellect and thinkers. They're drawn together. All eight are pattern makers and business and movers and shakers. They're drawn together. All nines are elegance and style and, you know, beauty and, you know, artistic endeavors. And all the nines are drawn together. And then all of us individually come together and we make up this whole called the body of Christ. The spirit realm. So number one, there's, you have to be spiritually minded. Number two, you should be like-minded. Now, spiritually minded comes from innate. It's something that is not given. It's something that is designed. See, like is something that you can, the word like is a characteristic. It's a quality. Like, I can like you, but I may not be innately a match for you. Like is optional. Spirit is not. See, I don't have to, we can be, I don't have to like you to work with you. Like is something that has to do with a characteristic or quality that one sees in someone else that they possess in themselves. Let me say it again. Like is a quality that you see in somebody else that you possess within inside of yourself. But like is not a requirement, whereas spirit is. Because spirit comes from the Father. Like, more so than spirit, comes from association or characteristic. So they are very similar, but they are different. So when I say like-minded versus spiritual-minded, now you need both, but a like-minded means having a like or same habit of thought. A like-minded means you share a same or similar opinion, ideal, or interest, like-minded. Now, this is extremely important because, remember, you need all three in order for you to move on from first base, solopreneur, to second base, a grouppreneur or group economics. See, you may be practicing solo economics, but if we can go to a place where we can practice group economics, guess what? We're more powerful. One standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back and conquer. But three, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So, again, we want to go from being spiritual, but that we got to start with being spiritual-minded. A spiritual-minded person is a person that is totally filled with purpose. So, first of all, you with somebody and they having thoughts. Their spirit, their beliefs, their brain, their likes should be influenced by their thoughts. Notice the likes, second base comes after first base. I mean, the number one comes before the number two. Number one, spirit. Number two, like. So I like you because we're spiritually, we have the mindset that is filled with a similar purpose. So spirit comes before like. So what is your spiritual mindset? So when I say your spiritual mindset, I'm talking about purpose. And the secret of developing, the secret of manifesting is to under, over, and understand that you must have a fixed mindset. Because these are fixed traits, whereas like is not fixed. See, I can like you today, and I may not like you tomorrow because it's not fixed. See, a spiritual, remember, you need the three things to get out of a solopreneur. Because right now, you're still solo. It's just you, your foe, and no more. Right now, it's just, you know, you are a one-man or a one-woman operation. That's where you start. You stay there for 10 years or, you know, however long. But once you've been there for a little while, it's time to grow. Number one, you should know so that way you can grow. So I want to grow. But remember, spiritual traits, characteristics are innate. They fix. They never change. So if somebody tell me that God called them to be blank and then I see them 5 years later and, you know, God made a mistake. He didn't call me to be this, brother. Now, God don't make mistakes. You did. God didn't. See, you're fixed. So you need to be, number one, you need an organization of who everybody's in that organization have a fixed mindset. It doesn't change. So I never have to worry about the people that's a part of the kingdom and that's trying to set the life management system because their mindset is fixed. Their thoughts are fixed on wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. See, with a fixed mindset, you are inclined to move in the direction of that particular trait. Now, when I say fixed, I'm talking about design. So that's why if you really are a spiritual-minded person, it's not just about having a set of uplifting beliefs. It's not about positive thinking. It's not about being liked, number two. And it's not about having a similar niche, number three. It's about having a spiritual mindset, number four. I'm sorry, number one. What is the spiritual mindset? I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. Even though we have a different niche, we got a different like, we have the same spirit. Why? Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So, number one, everybody should have the same spirit. There's many gifts, but the Bible says there's one spirit. So it's real easy for me when I meet somebody that they don't have the same spirit as me. They don't have the spirit of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I know that me and that person, we will never like each other, and we will never bond, and we will never find a niche. We will never go. I could never go into business with that person. Why? We ain't got the same spirit. Now, for some people, that's difficult. But for me, it's really simple. I will never do business with, I may like you, but I'm not going to do business with you. I'm not going to join together because we're not practicing cleronomics and we're not practicing cleronization. We cannot build a cleronomic organization because you got a different spirit. You got a different ruling disposition. You got a different fix. It's not your brain is not fixed on sympathy and empathy. Your brain is not fixed on the golden rule. That means that we don't have the same maximum potential. We don't have the same level of energy vibes. So my energy vibes and your energy vibes are different. So when we're looking at developing a spiritual mindset, it can't be developed. It's something that is innate. It's something that is God-given. It's not something that you develop. It's not a skill set. You can't learn and go get, God. God, either you have been chosen, you have been called, you have been gifted, you have been glorified, you've been saved, all of the stuff that we talk about, either that was done for you. Remember, nobody goes to God. God goes to you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. So the ability to sustain, it doesn't come from you. So I don't have to worry about sustaining my energy. I don't have to worry about having no energy spikes. I don't have to worry about fizzling out. I don't have to worry about burnout. I don't have to worry about none of the stuff that everybody else experienced because my energy is unlimited. It comes from source. Now I get physically tired, but I am always spiritually sharp. My spirit never changes. My spirit never runs out of gas. My spirit never gets confused. My spirit never gets concerned. My spirit, now my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, my intellect, that's my soul, it might. But I have a spirit. That spirit is a group of related thought that was downloaded from the mind of God into the body of a man called W.E. Rogers. And so that thought, powerful, that is, it is a group of related thought. Mine is the life path. Whatever your life path number, that's your spirit number. Let me say that again. Whatever your life path number, that's your spirit number. Let me say that one more time. Whatever is your life path number, that is your spirit number. That's why it's called your life path. You're not a social path. You're not a psychopath. So I'm talking about social engineering and social engagement that must be replaced by spiritual engineering, spiritual engagement. Facebook cannot replace your family. Social media cannot replace spiritual imprinting. There is no social media platform that can contend with my spiritual niche, my spiritual DNA, my spiritual ID, my spiritual fingerprint. Yet that's what's happening. People are replacing their spiritual ID with their social engagement. Now, I like Facebook and Instagram, but I would never spend more time in a social environment than I do in a spiritual environment. Because I understand that my spirit comes from source and is fixed based upon the four numbers that's fixed. My date of birth is fixed. It can't change. That number never changes. So those three numbers, the two numbers that precede the individual number, those three numbers I have, 3, 3, 6, is fixed. It never changes. Because of my date of birth never changes. The letters in my name, they never change. I don't rechange the letter. I don't put the L before the W in my name, Will. That is fixed. W-I-L-L, fixed. It doesn't change. So there is a certain spirit that governs the process of acquiring all wealth, all health, all wisdom, and all knowledge and relationships. And that spirit guarantees, because it awakens and it expands the awareness and the consciousness, so that way now you can go to number two, like-minded. Number one, spiritually minded. Number two, like-minded. Now, when you become like-minded, that means we got similar taste and opinions, but they're not fixed. And more importantly, they're similar, meaning that there's a little bit of a difference because no two people are exactly the same. Now, this is extremely important because what happens in relationships and in business, you form business partners, you form people, you go from being a solopreneur, you say, well, Brother Will said, hey, I need the websites, I need this, that, and the other. I need to, you know, I start off as a solopreneur or a sole proprietorship, and then I need to go and I need to establish a community. I need to get a group of like-minded people. And so that means a group of like. We should be like. We should have something that is noticeably similar or corresponding, preferably in thought first. So there is a specific character. There's a specific trait. There is a specific attribute. There is something that represents where we are able to have similar mannerisms or thought patterns or, you know, likes or harmonies or, you know, things that we like to do or read or see or eat or, you know, hang out with. So there is a distinguishing, you know, characteristics that's very, very similar that make us like-minded. And once we become spiritually minded, that allows us to be like-minded. And the things that we like, we have the same capacity for understanding certain things. And we are usually agreeable. Now, we're not going to agree upon everything, but most of the things that we do agree upon. And so we become like-minded. And then once we become like-minded, bam, number three, we become niche-minded. So spiritual-minded produces like-mindedness, and like-mindedness produces niche-mindedness. Now, remember, like-minded is these are defining, you know, traits. These are defining characteristics. These are defining qualities. These are defining spirits. These are defining symbols. These are defining substances. You know, all of these, you know, develop or allows us to develop like quality, like, you know, qualities, like attributes. And so we've got the same spirit, so we've got the same characteristics, same qualities, same attributes. You know, we have the same expectations. You know, we have the same frequency, the same way of seeing the world, the same, you know, a qualitative and quantitative, meaning that there is a features and there is a degree of standards. There is a distinct, you know, way of seeing the world that's like. We can throw in that word that we talked about yesterday, temperament. These are makes us like. And then, now that we have the same spirit and the same mind, like-minded, like spirit, those two again, especially the spirit, can't be fake. Why? You can't fake chemistry. Because the chemical components, for example, oxytocin is made up of certain things. It either has those building blocks or it doesn't. Like H2O. Either it is H2O or it isn't H2O. You cannot fake chemistry. It's either H2O or it's H1O or H3O, or maybe it's not H, maybe it's just 3O. Maybe it's just 5O. Maybe it's HHH, and there's no O. But the only way that you get, you know, H2O is if you get those molecules, H, and you get two molecules of O together. So you can't fake it. It's fixed. And once you understand that, you'll stop engaging in non-fixed activities. You won't spend time with people who are not in line. There's a lot of people that you're spending time with that they're not in the same line as you. Their purpose is different from yours. Their spirit, their like or their mind, and lastly, their niche is not like you. They got a different niche. So what is a niche? Well, we've been talking about niche, you know, and that is, as we've been saying on all these shows, that's your purpose. And when I say, okay, that's your product, service, information. So your niche is how you narrow down your position in life. That's your niche. Your niche is simply your product, your service, your information. Your niche is like your ideal position. It's your calling. It's your vocare or your vocation, your voice. It's your job. It's your opportunity. It's your mission. It's your purpose. It's your function. It's the thing that you wake up in the morning for and that you go to bed for. It is the most important assignment that you have to carry out. That's your niche. Your niche is the most important assignment or operation that you have to carry out. That's your niche. Once again, your niche is the most important. So if it's the most important, and you got somebody else, they got a niche, but their niche is different from yours, and their niche is more important than yours, you got a vocare problem. That's what, you know, again, the word, again, vocare. That's where we get the word mission, purpose, function. Also, vocare is where we get the word, again, vocation. That's your vocation, not your vacation. Can be your vacation, but it's primarily your V-O-C-A. Your vocation. Now, your vocation is the thing that you're most suitable to carry out. It's like your occupation. And remember the occupation, Greek word ergon, that means work. That means why you're on the planet. And so the word vocation means to call. Vocare, vocate, vocation, occupation. That is the vocation. That's the calling. That's the thing that you've been designed or called or gifted to do. So all of these terms and all of these, you know, words, and I should have said, you know, because I'm trying to speak a little bit more, I'm usually a little bit more animated because obviously I'm in a hotel room and away from home, so I'm trying to be a little, not too animated. I don't want to draw too much attention. And then, you know, in a hotel, the walls are fairly thin, and so people can obviously hear what you're saying. Which I don't mind, you know, but I just don't want to disturb them. Maybe somebody's sleeping or what have you. So that's the reason for the monotone voice today. Actually, it should be a little bit more less animated in all of the shows. But I really, number one, understand my spirit that was given to me by my father. And finally, after all of these years, I have been elevated in love with myself, with my calling, with my niche, with my community. For many years, I couldn't say that. For many years, I couldn't say that I actually, you know, I could say it, but I really didn't mean it. I really didn't love myself. I really didn't love the way that I was wired. Because where I'm from, you know, being quote-unquote compassionate is weak. It's associated with the sign of, you know, being having sugar in your tank. We'll put it that way. And if you had a lot of sugar in your tank, then, you know, it didn't go too well for you. We just put it that way. But you wasn't. It was frowned upon in the social circles where I came from. And so I learned not to embrace my true authentic self and put on a counterfeit version of myself. That became my ego. That became my alter ego. And my alter ego became more powerful than my true authentic self. And then I lost myself. And then when I wanted to find myself, I couldn't remember what I used to be. I had been fake so long that I thought the role that I was playing, the actor that I was in, that I was him. It's just like, man, could you imagine somebody in Hollywood acting? Could you imagine Superman, Christopher Reeve, playing Superman so long for so many years that he actually thought he was Superman? And he went up on a building and he put on his, you know, cape and he jumped off without the Hollywood extras and whatever they do to make him fly. Have you been acting so long that you forgot who you, like, for real? Like, who you really are? You actually think the person that you've been acting, the person you've been being, the way you've been carrying yourself for all of these years, you think now that's the real you? That's not the real you, boo-boo. You've been fictional. You've been fake for so long that your spirit mind has been replaced with another group of related thoughts. So you've been acting like someone for so long that now you forgot who you really are. That's what I did. And then when I went back to go find myself, I didn't know where to look. Could you imagine being fake for so long that you really honestly decide and say, you know what, I want to be real, but, okay, what does that mean to me? I don't even know how to be real. Do you know how many people I talk to that don't know how to be real? They've been fake for so long. They've been practicing the fake for so long that they really honestly don't know how to be authentic. They don't know how to really be themselves because they've been fake for so long. So the world is full of people who fake the funk for so long that now that it's time to do what I say and to create a community and to exercise or to express, expose, and expand a specific spirit. That is a specific design that was not learned, but it was inside of you when you was in your mother's womb. So the way what I'm doing right now, I was born to do. I didn't learn it. And until you find what you was born to do, and then you find other people that are like you, and then you develop products and services that expresses you, you cannot be you. You have to be fake. That's the problem that's wrong with the world today. The world is fake because they don't even know the process by which of becoming real, which I just gave you that process. So the process of becoming real is for you to look at, okay, there's experiences, there's strengths and weaknesses, there are mistakes, there's vulnerabilities, there's places, there is a collection of thoughts that I've had over my years. And I always view the world this way. Before I learned how to do certain things, like for me, the only time I could get attention from my mom when I was a kid was to act sick because there were so many of us with 13 kids. There was no way she was single, raising 13 kids. She didn't have no. She was spread too thin. But I noticed that every time I got sick, oh, man, I got Sprite and chicken noodle soup and crackers. And she would put me in her bed because I didn't have a bed. There's too many of us. And she would let me stay home from school and pamper me. And I was like, so I learned sicklessness. I learned sickness when I was a kid because I knew that was the only way to get benefits. But I was born sick. I learned it, along with all everything else I did as a child and as a young adult and then even into adulthood. And now I question everything that I learned. Have you started the process of questioning everything that you've learned, including your religion? If you haven't started that process yet, I got great news for you. You might want to start because guess what's on the other side of that process? You, the true you, the real you. See, right now, all your thoughts, they're not yours. You learn the way that you think, that's not your original pattern of thinking. That's not what way God designed you. The way you feel right now, that's not the way God designed you. The way that you think you should make money, the way that you think that you're doing, that's usually, based on my 50-plus years of experience, 20 recently, 10 full-time, you are the sum total of all your thoughts and experiences to date. And until you question those and examine those, you will continue to be those. Until you stop and say, every morning I get up and I brush my teeth with a toothbrush. Number one, why do I use toothpaste? And why do I use a toothbrush? So cavemen, they didn't have neither one of those things. And you can look at all of the teeth on the enamel of all of the Neanderthals. None of them had cavities. Granted, their diet probably was different than yours. But again, you got to question that too. But why do you wear pants? Women, why do you wear dresses? Did you question it? There are some religions that don't allow women to wear pants. They can't dress, you know, certain things, but the question is why? So until you start the process of questioning everything that makes you you, you're not you. Everything. You say you're black? I thought I was black. They told me I was an African-American. And then I questioned it. And then I researched it. And I found out that all of my ancestors was they were Native Americans. They were Cherokee Indians from West Coast. Well, my grandma, mom's side of the family and my dad's side of the family. More so my mom than my dad, but still, the point being, to my knowledge, everybody that I researched, nobody came over here on the ship. So I'm not an African American. Because based upon my research, maybe I go back, keep going back further, but from all of the known documents that I've seen, gathered, and researched, yeah. So I had to stop calling myself that because I'm not that. But if I'd have never questioned that, I would still be walking around thinking that. So right now you're asking the wrong questions. That's why you're getting the wrong answers. So in order for you, me, to develop a brotherhood or a sisterhood or a community of purpose-minded people, and a community of like-minded people, purpose also means spirit, and niche-minded people. Now, these three things are really one, but I just divide those three into one. Father, Son, Spirit, you know, it's called the Trinity. So the one thing that you should be doing, because when you say spirit, you're saying purpose. When you say purpose, you're saying like. When you say like, you're saying niche. Those words are all interchangeable, yet they're all also individual words. So these three words, spirit, like, and niche, are really all three words. But they're really one word. Because spirit is also purpose. Purpose is also niche. Like is also spirit. Like is also purpose. Because whatever your purpose is, that's what you like. And niche is also purpose because niche is a more defined purpose. A fuzzy niche is purpose. A crystal clear purpose is niche. So really, these three are one. So you must build one organization. That should be your intent at the time that you start your solopreneurship. But your intent should be superpreneur. Your intent should be a feelingpreneur. Your intent should be group economics. Your intent should be clado Clarinomics. Clarinomics. Your group, your intent should be clarinization or a clairos organization. Your intent should be group economics and grouppreneur. Why? These three are the group, but yet they're also the one. So, brothers and sisters, it's extremely important. This topic, this subject is really, really important because there's a lot of people who are making the same mistake that I made. They have a spiritual mindset that does not support their true intention because of a lack of awakening in consciousness or spirituality. You must live and view your life with a spiritual alignment with God's desire. There should be a spiritual mindset that is not based upon social media. If you're going through life and you are posting stuff on social media for validation, for recommendation, for growth, or for assistance, you are in really, really deep trouble. If you're having any kind of an issue and you're posting it on social media for sympathy or empathy, you are in trouble. Because that sympathy and empathy should come from your spirit, one. And it should come from a group of like-minded people, two. And it should come from a people who have shared niches, three. You should have created or you should be in the process of creating and building an organization. If you are a healthy person, you should vibrate people into your life that are healthy. Y'all should be thinking and talking about healthy options, and you should have created, be creating, or connecting with healthy niches. That's how you know that you are creating and building a community of spiritual-minded people, a community of like-minded people, a community of niche-minded people. If you build that community, and have those two things by maintaining it in your mind. And then one person going to come along and say, man, you know what? I just think that it is so important that we, you know, stop, you know, abusing animals and slaughtering animals, you know, and, you know, that we should really promote a plant-based lifestyle. And the person you meet says, hey, man, you know what? Wow. I think the exact same thing. I think that it's just really humane the way that we treat animals and what do we do, the way we butcher cattle and all this stuff, man. And, you know, we should be, you know, more vegan. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't want to promote this or tell that everybody has to be, you know, vegan or we take them out back and shoot them. Not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, you know, I really like the vegan lifestyle. And then they say, what? Wow, man, that is so interesting. Me too. And then you start a post. You start talking about it. And then you write an article, and then I read that article, and other people read that article. You post pictures on the Instagram and Facebook of, you know, like Sister Ellen does, she has a salad that looks like Skittles, and you make it appealing. You say, man, that salad looks, you know what, I've never really had a salad that looked, let me try it. And then you ask Sister Ellen for the recipe, and she sends you the recipe, and then you go to your local Whole Foods store, and you buy the same products, and you chop it up, and you taste it, and then next thing you know, you cook, hey, Sister Ellen, why don't you make a cookbook or do a video? And then you develop a niche or a product so that everybody that wants to promote a vegan, healthy lifestyle can buy that cookbook and promote and eat salads that look like Skittles. That's how you build a brand. You build it around purpose-based production. But it starts, brothers, and it starts, sisters, with a spiritual mindset that is not fake. If you don't have a connection with wildlife and animals and that doesn't pull on your you know, purse strings or your heart when you see a cattle just butchered in cold blood, if it don't do nothing to you, you just look at it and all you see is a state. Okay, maybe that's you. That you don't have that spirit. So don't start that organization. You don't become a vegan because it's in and it's cool and it's hip and you can get girls. That's not why you go into it. You go into it because something is in your design. There's something in your spirit that says, and you know in your gut, that is not right. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be butchered like that. Why do we do that? So when you speak, there's something in your voice that you can't buy. See, when you have spirit down on the inside of you, you can't fake the funk. The devil knows you for real. He can't punk you because he knows that you're willing to die for what you believe in. But if you into it because of the fact that, you know, it's hip and it's cool right now, hey, being vegan is in, man. You know what? All the chicks think it's cool. Okay, when that guy takes that gun out and put it to your head, you're going to stop being a vegan. It has to be spirit. There is a certain spirit. We call it the Holy Spirit in the Christian community. You can call it the Ruach. You can call it the Pneuma. Over in the East, they call it the Chi. I don't really give a damn what you call it. You just need it. That spirit, it governs the processing. It governs the acquisition of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Without that spirit, you cannot acquire those things. You need that spirit. If you need assistance with getting that spirit, email me today, masterteacher33@gmail.com. Email address again, masterteacher33@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. He actually has a name written on the side that no man can pronounce. His name is the entire Word of God. And this Ruach, the Spirit that I was talking about today, it will lead you and guide you. It will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. If you're with somebody or you part of an organization and they are manipulating and controlling you, you got the wrong spirit, boo-boo. Exit stage left immediately. Because that spirit, the spirit will lead you and guide you into wealth, health, wisdom, and great toe-curling relationships. I know from personal experience. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Royal dream. Royal dream.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we balls up at what based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and jive. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like highs and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers wrong. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams,
follow your dreams.
Royal dreams, they try.